The 12th verse in the 4th chapter of 1 John. And I'm just going to read you a couple verses here. First of all, 12th verse says, "No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whosoever confesses," boy, that 15th verse, "whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." Our subject this morning is going to come from the 17th verse. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." Then it comes to the part of obedience in the 20th verse. "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar." I see that that's not sugarcoated very much, Terry. "He is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Open our minds and hearts for just a few minutes, God, that we can receive that special truth you have for each of us. We ask this in the precious name, and all God's people said, Amen. No one has ever seen God. That's how this little section starts. Then it talks about how he has given us his Spirit. It goes on to say that whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. It talks about how this wonderful love has been perfected. Why? So that we would have boldness in the day of judgment. I know in whom I believe, and I stand before you today assured that I am a child of God. I have felt love in this place today. When I got the phone call yesterday morning, my goodness, how emotion, how those things that you get a phone call you never expect. Talking to Rick this morning, talking to Wayne, And just thinking back just the last couple months about how thrilled I am to have had the opportunity to have my mother sit here on Easter Sunday morning, having Uncle Richard sitting there at the concert when I believe it was sold out. He was here for his reign, and he sat back there, and Wayne told me, he says, "Well, I tell you what, he was planning on coming to see the Taylors on Friday, so he must have liked something at that concert." I am thrilled that when you get news that you didn't expect to get, that you have a place to come to where you can feel the love of God. I feel the love of God through all these people that are in front of me that are the children of God, and how we have been appointed to share this love one with another. My title today is, "I Like God." I think God sometimes gets a bad rap. There's a whole lot of people that blame a whole lot of things on God when they shouldn't. I had you sing that chorus, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound." And I had you sing that this morning for one reason. During that first verse, you will notice it nowhere does it mention the name God. Terry and I had the privilege on this past Friday to to do a memorial service for an individual that had passed away after a struggle, and I had only seen the individual a couple times. I don't know if Terry had met and talked much or not, but I was kind of one of those situations where I was kind of brought in from the outside, said, "Hey, can you help us out and do this?" And the person that contacted me said, "But his son doesn't want you to mention God." Okay. When Terry and I sang the first verse, that "Amazing Grace," it did not mention God. We didn't get around that till the third verse. But when we got to sing, "When We've Been There 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun." Whoa, when you get down to the end of that verse, it mentions God. When we got to stand up and I got to open my Bible, and I got to read from that 23rd Psalm. You could just see how God was moving in that place. When we got done with the service, we walked up the hill to the internment. And I began by saying, "We thank God that He's not allowed us to rain on us till this moment." And about then it started to rain, didn't it, Jennifer? And all those people walked up their hill without their umbrellas. They were coming down, and they looked a little damp. My hair was a little darker. Whatever was on Terry's hair, it glistened. I don't know what it was. It glistened in the rain. And later, the person that contacted me to do that service said, "I want to tell you something." His son had came over and said, "I want to wholeheartedly apologize. I want to apologize. I want to thank you for orchestrating such a beautiful ceremony. I want to just thank you so much the way that you included everything that should have been included. I'm sorry, but I was mad at God." I was mad at God. I like God. He gets a bad rap. He gets blamed for a whole lot of things. You got a whole lot of people that just do a lot of things in the world, and you hear this stuff on the news, and you hear all this junk, and whew. I'm just here to say, it says in God's Word that you're going to love God with all your mind, heart, soul, spirit. You're going to love your brothers yourself. But I like God. I like Him. I tell you how much I like Him. Up at near where I work, they got a little story from a person who works in the Giant up there. They still run the cash register. You know, I'm sorry, I'm old school. I still, when I go check out, I know there's a self-check that you can go through and you can zip, zip, bing, zip, 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 zip. I still like to go somewhere, set my stuff on the counter and say, "How you doing today?" And the story was told to me that there was an individual who came up and they had all the ingredients for making cookies. They had the cookie dough. They had all that stuff. And right behind it, they had a big old package of cookies. And the person checking them out said, "My goodness, you are prepared. I guess if those cookies don't turn out right, that you got a backup plan." And this individual says, Oh no. "These are the cookies for me to eat while I'm waiting for those cookies to bake." That person loves cookies like I like God. That's the way you ought to like God. You ought to just like Him. I know that there are things that go on. I know that there is news that we get. I know that there are things and there are doubts and there's fears in our life. But if you will read this scripture, if you will take this scripture and place it within your heart, if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of who? Of God. Then on that day of judgment, I will stand boldly without fear, without fear, without fear. This thing, love. Verse 18. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. There's a lot of fear in people's lives. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of torment. But I'm here to tell you today that the God that I love, the God that I like, He is here to make sure that you don't have to fear death. You don't have to fear tomorrow. You don't have to fear about things in your life that you simply can't make sense of, that you can't work out, you just don't understand. Trust me, God sent His Son to die for you upon a cross. Your simple acceptance of that allows God to live within you and eliminates fear. Let me tell you about fear. People tell me these things because they think they're so simple that even I can understand them. That's how they do. Somebody sent me a little tidbit and I just loved it. Written by a lady by the name of Barbara Kirby. I kind of enjoyed that name when it caught my eye. And she writes about when she was learning how to drive that her father took her to an empty parking lot. She said she was 15, 16, and in the back seat, though, her little sister had to ride along, was only 3 years old. As they were trying to go around on the curves like this, she hit a little curb and boop, the car went up. And in the back seat, she heard very softly, "God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food." And she slammed on the brakes. She said, she yelled back, "What are you saying back there?" Little 3-year-old sister says, "Well, I was scared, and that's the only prayer I knew." Sometimes you don't know. Trust me, there's a whole lot of times that I don't know. But I'm here to tell you that there's one who loves you, there's one who loves me. It is written in the book, "He lives within my heart." And I am here to testify about what He has done. In just a moment, I'm going to invite you all to be a part of that testimony. I'm going to have the choir come on up, and they're going to sing for you. Oh, surely, 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 I like that, I like that. They're going to talk about how the Spirit of God is in this place. And then I'm going to, Rick, you sit long enough. We're going to put you to work. Okay. With Bob, we're going to get Bob Higham up here. He's doing anything to get some points with Hattie back there. So I'm going to put him to work. They're going to serve communion. But I tell you, folks, it's a wonderful gift that we have. When Mike testified this morning about Charles Simmons, he testified about a changed man. Changed because of the love of God. I encourage you, if there be any doubts, oh my goodness, this is a place to come. And I know that you have things in your life that you get worried about, you get nervous about. I know there are times in your life, there have been times in my life where I was just mad at God. But this time, in this moment, it's just a time to tell Him that we love Him because He first loved us. Heavenly Father, we've come to Your house. God, we've opened Your Word. God, we know that You love us, and we thank You for that, God. Allow us to take this small wafer. We represent Your body, which is broken. We do this in remembrance of You. Allow us to take this small cup of juice, which represents the blood that was shed. God, let us thank You for what You did for us. And God, cleanse us in front of You, God. If there be any ill will, if there be any challenges within our hearts, within our lives, let's just take this moment and call upon that Heavenly Father, our gracious Heavenly Father, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Allow us to freely thank You for what You did for us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all